Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This weekend's forecast may be a bit soggy, but that's not dampening the enthusiasm among the organizers of a week-long festival of ideas called Hub Week, which kicks off this weekend. The festival includes a series of events around Greater Boston designed to showcase the city's advancements in science, technology, and the arts. Full disclosure here, WBUR is a radio partner for Hub Week. For more on Hub Week and its goals, we spoke to two of the architects. Brendan Ryan, Executive Director of Hub Week and former Chief of Staff for former Governor Deval Patrick. Hi, Brendan.
Good morning, Bob.
And hello as well to Michael Sandel, political philosopher and professor at Harvard, moderator of Hub Week's kickoff event Sunday at Faneuil Hall. Hello to you, Professor.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Brendan, let me start with you for the big picture of Hub Week, described on the Hub Week website as an innovation to wonder, to ask why and why not, to be part of something bigger. What's that mean?
Bob, it's a chance for people to share and connect over the creativity and innovation that happens across this region every day in art, science, and technology, so that people can connect with that work, share their own expertise, and be part of what's happening here.
So when people you know come up to you and say, okay, I'm going to come, what am I going to get out of this? What's your answer?
You're going to learn something new about what's happening in this city, and you're going to get a chance to activate a different part of your brain, have an unexpected experience that you don't get to do every day.
Professor Sandel, how's that fit with the opening event at Faneuil Hall on Sunday?
Our opening event is an opportunity to gather in the heart of Boston to debate some of the big civic and ethical questions we face as citizens.
For example?
Well, what are some of the ethical dilemmas that arise from new technologies? Should we try to make machines that can outthink us? Would we like to live forever if science makes it possible? Really, what it means to be a citizen.
Who's on the panel?
The panel is made up of authors, entertainers, and professors. So we have Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post. We have actress and comedian Whitney Cummings and comedian Alexis Wilkinson, who was most recently the editor of the Harvard Lampoon and now writes for the show Veep. We have MIT professors Andrew McAfee and Sherry Turkle. And we have acclaimed cellist Yo-Yo Ma and all-around Renaissance man Yo-Yo Ma on the panel.
So how does the panel set the mood for the entire week of Hub Week events, Professor?
Over the course of the week, there will be a display of everything that's going on in the city around science and technology. So we thought it would make sense in launching the week to take a step back and ask what values should guide the use of new technologies, because we don't really often have a chance to debate this.
There's sort of a natural comparison between a Hub Week and the decades-long gathering in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. Was that event a model for you folks?
I'm not sure that it's a model. It is certainly an inspiration when you look at what that event has done to define that region and that city. So we're trying to do that. We're trying to help define and inspire our region, but really we're building something that is authentic to Boston and Cambridge.
So part of this is really telling Boston and Bostonians, strut your stuff, folks.
If you live in Boston, you know that we're a smart city. But if you're not in the lab or in a startup every day, you may not be able to connect with some of that work or feel that connection. And what we're trying to do with Hub Week is create a platform where the people who are doing that work and the people who want to be a part of that work are able to meet and connect with the idea that we'll be able to solve some bigger problems together moving forward.
And the timing is almost so perfect. I mean, Boston is on the rise, getting a lot of national and international attention for what we do here and for what our potential is as well.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for Hub Week is that we're not creating anything new. We're just giving voice and, again, creating a platform for what's already happening. It's an idea whose time has come, and it's a function of all these other good things that are happening across our city and cities.
So how broad an audience are you hoping to engage, Professor?
I've found that there's a tremendous hunger in this country and around the world among people to be able to discuss in public big questions about justice and what we owe one another as citizens and how to contend with the ethical challenges of new technology. And that's really what we're hoping to do.
So what will make this first Hub Week a successful week? How will you gauge that at the end?
Well, we set goals of 50 events and 10,000 registrants. We set those goals about a year ago. We've already exceeded that. On the subjective measures, we're looking for people to feel like they are part of this community. We're hoping to create a civic experience and get people to learn something new about what's happening around them. Really, our measure of success is that people want to have this happen again next year.
Good luck to both of you, and thank you very much for coming in to speak about it. Brendan Ryan, Executive Director of Hub Week. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
Same to Professor Michael Sandel, political philosopher, professor at Harvard, leading the kickoff event this Sunday at Faneuil Hall. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
We should tell you that WBUR hosts and reporters are moderating a wide range of sessions throughout Hub Week. Find the schedule and more information about the Innovation Festival at WBUR.org/Hub Week.